Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for joining us this evening after this defeat in the Southern League Challenge Cup to Coleshill Town. Started quite slow, improved towards the end of the first half, but unfortunately couldn't get into the lead. What were your thoughts on that first half?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much like you said, we gradually grew into it. You know, bearing in mind there was, you know, it's quite an experimental. It was experimental for me tonight, you know, looking at players in different positions, playing a different formation. So it was always going to be pretty slow to start. But like you said, I think we grew into it first half and we finished the half quite strongly.
Yeah, I think their keeper made three really good saves actually in the last few minutes of the first half. So it took a while to get going. But once we started playing the ball a bit quicker, more incisive in the final third, we looked like scoring, didn't we? Continued that in the early part of the second half. But where do you think it went wrong, really, second half?
I don't really know. Like you say, I think for 25 minutes of the second half, you know, it's all us. We pinned them in. We've had some good long-range efforts that were similar to the first half, where the keepers powered them into an area. One or two, we followed up, and the keepers made a double save, I think, a couple of times tonight. So pretty much like Saturday, we've had good possession, but we've been really wasteful and not been clinical. You know, we've given the ball away far too much again. And then when we've had our opportunities tonight, which was probably more than Saturday, we've not taken them.
You said on Saturday about the decision-making being so important for the players, and you felt that that's where it really hurt us on Saturday against Royston.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've had an opportunity to see different players this evening, and it's the same, unfortunately, the same result.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, for some reason, you know, these players, the positions they're playing in, don't want to do their jobs in that position. They want to overcomplicate it, and most of the time it's coming inside into traffic and then trying to find a pass where there's too many bodies and it's given away. And the problem is then the whole field's open for them to go and counter. So it's disappointing because, you know, I was in total control, and then to concede that goal with, what, 8 minutes to go or something like that, 10 minutes to go, was really frustrating because, you know, we should have had the game put to bed by then.
I know it's a defeat, and albeit on penalties, it's a bit of a lottery on penalties, and we are out of the cup, and nothing can dress that up. But I'm just wondering what thoughts you've got in terms of what was good about the performance, what positives you can take out of this moving forward from tonight, from what you've seen.
Well, the positives were that when they done what was asked of them, we looked like a good team at times, you know, for 25 minutes of the second half and for probably 20 minutes at the end of the first half. But like I said on Saturday, you know, I want that for 90 minutes. I want it for both halves of 45 minutes. But we have to keep on top of them because it seems that a few of them go back into their ways of decision-making is wrong, or they're trying to do too much. They've just got to move the ball quicker. I've said to them at half-time, you know, just we're giving it away when we're passing what I call Premier League passes, 20 yards through the whole of the midfield. We're giving it away. If we shorten it up, if you're about 10 yards, the person receiving the ball will control it 10 times out of 10. He can move it on first time 10 times out of 10. We won't give the ball away. But, you know, it's things that we've got to work on. But now I've had two games to see them. You know, it helps me now pick a team for Saturday, because the way I go about picking a team, it'd be the most consistent ones that don't give the ball away will probably have the shirts on Saturday.
And you just said that you've had two games now to assess your squad plus your training sessions. And well, what do you feel that you've learnt from your squad so far, Dennis?
I've learned that they're not working hard enough. You know, the stats have shown that. We've got the GPS stats back. We've been through them before the game tonight. You know, quite a few of them have got to pick up their stats because they're not good enough. So, you know, quite a few of them need to change their mentality and their thought process going into a game, because they've got to work a hell of a lot harder.
The thoughts now go to league action again now, the bread and butter. Of course, we are in the lower half of the league after a poor start. Of course, it'll be your second game in charge away at Banbury United on Saturday. And what can we expect from them and from us?
Yeah, I think our biggest problem Saturday, because I wonder what Banbury plays, you know, they counter quite well. The little lad up front, Ravi, is quite sharp. They've got some physicality up there with the big nine for them. I know Greg quite well, was at Brackley down the right-hand side. So if we are wasteful in possession, they're going to counter on us. So, you know, we've got to be mindful of how we pass that ball on Saturday, and we've got to be well organised as a back four. Otherwise, they might end up picking us off. So a lot's got to improve for Saturday.
OK, Okay, Dennis, we'll catch up with you after the game on Saturday, and thank you for your time this evening.